Thank you for joining us to learn more about chemical leukoderma. With us today is Dr. Nanette Silverberg, attending in the Department of Dermatology at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center in New York, New York. Dr. Silverberg, what chemical agents have been known to induce leukoderma or vitiligo? And what should dermatologists know about the presentation of amyl nitrite-induced vitiligo?
Thank you for having me. Chemical leukoderma is an acquired type of hypopigmentation that is induced by exposure to specific chemicals. This entity mimics Kebnerization of vitiligo, which can be noted with exposures to trauma or chemical exposures in individuals with longstanding vitiligo. Chemical leukoderma is generally noted in individuals who have a genetic tendency towards weakness of their melanocytes and to accumulation of a free radical species and other compounds such as elevated heat shock protein or tumor necrosis factor-related apoptosis-inducing ligands or TRAIL. Chemical leukoderma generally appears as areas of hypopigmentation to depigmentation, often sparing the hair follicles and noted at sites of specific chemical exposure. These sites of exposure are often on the face due to thin skin or hands and feet due to high rates of exposure and should be noted in the absence of prior vitiligo. Some reports have also confirmed an association with acquired confetti-like macules near sites of hypopigmentation in individuals with chemical leukoderma. Some individuals with chemical leukoderma will go on to develop vitiligo. These individuals would be termed to have chemical vitiligo if the chemical leukoderma initiates a form of vitiligo. Many of the individuals who have chemical leukoderma, and that brings us to our case in cutis, will note symptoms of contact dermatitis prior to the onset of leukoderma that initiate or promote the development of leukoderma. Many chemical agents have been described to induce leukoderma. Most of these chemical agents are aromatic or aliphatic derivatives of phenolic or catecholic agents. We know that we can chemically or medically induce hypopigmentation using hydroquinone products, and we can depigment individuals with vitiligo using monobenzyl ether of hydroquinone. Other types of compounds that have been associated with hypopigmentation or induction of chemical leukoderma have included paraphenylenediamine, sulfhydryl compounds, cinnamic aldehydes, and of course a number of compounds that we use in dermatology to promote clearance of skin disease, including azelaic acid, corticosteroids, and tretinoin. In the case that we reported this month with Dr. Kathleen Vine, Mark Mueliner, Sherry Shea, and myself, looking at an individual who presented to our clinic with amyl nitrite exposure that induced formation of chemical leukoderma. The case was an individual who was a 37-year-old African-American male who was HIV positive, who was using amyl nitrite for recreational inhalation. At the time of his usage, he spilled the product while he was inhaling it, and 4 weeks later, he developed hypopigmentation accompanied by symptoms of contact dermatitis, dry, itchy skin in the areas of prior exposure to the amyl nitrite. These hypopigmentation or loss of pigment persisted for 3 months, at which time he presented to our practice. He presented with well-demarcated, depigmented patches along the distal nasal tip, the nasal ala, the philtrum, the right nasal labial fold, and the maxilla in the pattern of the splash marks of the amyl nitrite. The patient did not repigment well with topical tacrolimus, which we generally will use in individuals who have new onset vitiligo. However, he did respond very nicely to eczema laser with increasing dosages, with a near complete repigmentation by 42 sessions, and finally full repigmentation after 78 sessions. The patient was noted to have a good response, and particularly, as can be noted in pictures that are accompanying the article, had a good follicular repigmentation, and that's felt to be probably because chemical leukoderma generally spares the pigment cells that are within the hair follicles. The mechanism by which the patient developed depigmentation is not fully known. However, we believe that the amyl nitride caused an increased oxidative stress within his melanocytes due to tissue hypoxia. Amyl nitride is known to have vasodilatory properties and has been used for sexual stimulation and sphincteric relaxation, but is an illegal drug. It has been reported to cause methemoglobinemia as well, which can be fatal in some cases. We believe that our patient's inhalant-induced chemical leukoderma follows the pattern of inhalation, and that this would be a clue to identifying for other patients who had inhalant-induced chemical leukoderma, and that this is a distinct pattern that has not really been previously discussed in the literature. So the pattern includes both loss of pigment around the site of inhalation at the nostrils, as well as along the spill line. This would be distinct to individuals who are having chemical leukoderma from inhalants. And we also want to make note that the treatment with the excimer laser seems to have been quite successful, and that this may in part be due to the reservoir of pigment in the hair follicles, and we would recommend that individuals with chemical leukoderma be treated with excimer laser as a clinical trial, particularly if conservative medical treatments such as topical agents were not successful in repigmenting their skin disease.
Thank you, Dr. Silverberg, for your discussion of chemical leukoderma. For more information, access Dr. Silverberg's article from the March 2013 issue of Cutis here on cutis.com.